Welcome to Maseches Yevamos, Perek Tezvav, Mishnah Hey, Chapter 15, Mishnah 5. The Mishnah begins. Achas Eimeres Meis. If one of them says that he died, the Achas Eimeres Loimeis, and one says he did not die. We're talking about a situation where a fellow had two wives. He travels with them to Medina Sayyam, to a faraway country, and the two wives come back without him. One of them says he's dead, and the other one says he's not dead. Says the Mishnah, Zusha Eimeres Meis, the one that said he died, Tinase, she's permitted to get married, Vititok Subasa, and she could even collect the money of the ksuba. And even though her co-wife is contradicting her, and she's saying that he did not die, we learned in the previous Mishnah that it's Sarah, that a co-wife has no ability to testify. Same way that she cannot testify about her husband dying, so too, she cannot testify about him not dying. Continues the Mishnah, Vezusha meres loimes, but the woman that says, no, my husband's not dead, he's alive, laiti nasi v'laiti to ksuba, she cannot get married, and she also does not collect her ksuba. The Gemara adds to this that even if afterwards she says, yeah, I had a reason for saying this, but you should know I didn't mean it. I was trying to get at my co-wife, etc., etc., but really he's dead. Nevertheless, we don't believe her, and she's not able to collect her ksuba either. Continues the Mishnah, Achas Eimeres Meis. One of the wives says that he died naturally, V'achas Eimeres Nerag, and one of the wives says that he was killed. Rameir says, since they're contradicting one another about the details of his death, the halacha is that neither of them can get married. The Gemara explains that Rameir obviously argues on the first half of the Mishnah. One of them said he died, and one of them said he didn't die. The halacha is that he would hold, they cannot get married. And the Mishnah was saying that even in the Seifa, even in the end case, where they both agree that he actually died, nevertheless, since there is contradiction in the details, the halacha is we don't believe them, according to the opinion of Rav Meir. Continues the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda of Rabbi Shimon, say, Hoyel v'zu v'zu moideh she'ein kayim, since both of them, in essence, are saying that the husband is dead, yinasu, they could get married, even though there's a contradiction as to the nature of his actual death. Continues the Mishnah, Eidai Mermes, if one witness says that he died. That means to say, a random witness is saying to him about a woman's husband that he's dead. Ve'edoy mer loimes, and then there's another witness that says, no, he's not dead. Oy, ishoy meres meis, a random woman says that this fellow died. Ve'ishoy meres loimes, and another random woman says he did not die. Since at the time that the second aid came and contradicted, harezu lo tinase, the halacha is he had not yet gotten married. Or we're talking about a situation where they both walked in at the same time. Harezu laitinase, the halacha is she's prohibited from getting married. Now the Gemara has multiple ways of understanding this. We'll give one of them. That if one of the co-wives says that her husband died, and one says that she did not die, even Rabbi Meir would agree that the one that says that he died could get married. Because the same way that the tzara cannot testify that the husband died, she also can't testify that he didn't die. So it comes out that's not considered a contradiction. However, when one of them says that he died and one of them says that he was killed, in this situation, Rabbi Meir holds that the Eidos is batel, that the Eidos doesn't exist, the testimony doesn't stand. And when it says in the end of the Mishnah that one woman says he died and one woman says he didn't die, that's talking about a situation where it's just a random woman. But if it's actually a co-wife in that situation, as we just saw the halacha is, she would not be believed. It comes out that's not a hachasha, and the other woman would be permitted to get married. Wishing you a fantastic, amazing upcoming day and week, and a Freilich and Chanukah.